1st, with the baseball season underway, the Rangers off to a nice start and a series starting with the Houston Astros, their arch rival. We thought this would be a good time to call Nolan Ryan, who, of course, works for the Astros now, and a longtime Ranger and Astro player and front office guy. Trying to get a hold of Nolan here. Barely hear that.
Hello?
Yes, Nolan Ryan, please.
Well, this is Nolan Ryan talking.
Hey, Nolan, it's the Musers on the ticket in the Metroplex. Just wondering if we could talk to you for a second.
Well, you apparently already are, so I guess we can go ahead and keep talking on that.
All right. Well, you happy that the baseball season is up and running?
Well, I'm always happy when the baseball season starts and also when hunting season starts. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm usually more excited about hunting than baseball, but...
What are we in, turkey season right now?
Everything's in season for me because I live off the land. See, I've lived off the land ever since I retired, and to this day, I've never spent a dime of my baseball money.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because I've made all my own clothes since college, and mainly out of deer pelts and skunk pelts. And
I don't have to do that with all the money you have.
Very Tarzan of you.
Made my own truck out of bamboo and made a house out of muskox dung. It keeps you warm, but it smells really bad.
I would think so.
And I got a degree from a university that I built out of a eagle's nest and some papyrus.
You built the universe.
Weird note. Yeah. But some things I do are normal. And like I ate a pretty normal breakfast today, just an omelet.
Yeah. What kind of omelet?
It was made out of ostrich eggs.
That's pretty okay. Unusual.
And I had it with a side of dinosaur bacon.
Very unusual.
I dug up an old dinosaur out of down near around Glen Rose and made some bacon out of it.
There wasn't any meat left on the dinosaur bone.
Jeez. I can do what I want.
All right. Well, what about baseball? You think your Astros are going to be great again this year and the Rangers are going to stink?
I think the Astros are really going to kill the Rangers. I'm looking forward to this series.
Yeah.
And I've got a few plans to make sure the Astros are going to win. Against the Ranger organization.
Some plans, huh?
Yeah, I've got a plan to saw Odor's Achilles tendon in half with my catfish knife when he ain't looking.
Oh. Well, that's terrible. That's assault.
That'll give us a little bit of advantage there. But I think the Rangers are pretty much going to suck this year.
Yeah, a lot of people think they're going to lose 90 games or so, a lot like last year.
Yeah, 90, 180 some odd games, somewhere in there, I lose.
Almost impossible.
But today is April Fool's Day.
That's right.
And I'm going to prank Ruth tonight.
Oh, you are?
Uh-huh. When it gets time to go to bed, you know, when it gets time to be man-woman, I'm going to send Big Poppy in there and have him wear a Nolan Ryan jersey and pretend it's me.
No, that's weird, man.
He always likes it when I play that prank.
No, don't say things like that. We don't want to hear about things like that.
This is my second favorite holiday of the year.
What's your first?
I don't know that today's a holiday.
Behind the Jesus birthday one.
Right.
Indeed.
You know what I'm praying for Jesus to bring me for Christmas this year?
Hmm. Huh.
10 minutes in the octagon with that punk John Daniels.
Back to John Daniels again. Well, yeah. That's who you ought to prank on April Fool's is John Daniels.
Yeah, I want to take that little snot-nosed, overrated teenage GM and break his Macaulay Culkin ass over my knee.
You know, you're in your 70s. I bet you could still get it done, though, in a fight.
Damn straight I can still get it done. I've lived off the land, did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We understand that.
you better believe I can knock him on his rear so hard that the candy will fall out of his pocket.
He's not that young.
He's about the sorriest, most underhanded person I ever encountered in baseball.
Well, I know you two never saw eye to eye, but...
And in life, he's about the sorriest, too. And that's saying something, because I battled the snow monkeys.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, how are they doing these days?
Well, they attacked me again last night.
Oh, no. Not again.
Yeah, they thought they were being real clever, and they dismantled my barn board by board, piece by piece, and move it about 200 yards north across the creek.
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work, but they did it overnight. And now this morning, every time I wanted to fetch a glass of fresh milk, I got a knock a tree down across the creek and high wire it across the water. Them idiots drive me crazy.
Not bad.
Yeah.
They keep breaking into Ruth's vanity dresser and putting on her makeup and that.
Now, I wonder why they do that.
The other week, I went out to dinner with Ruth, and I was about halfway through when I noticed there was just a snow monkey in Ruth's clothing.
Oh, man.
Just like her spitting image, use all that makeup and her gown and that.
What an elaborate costume.
Very elaborate.
Well, I hate that they're still terrorizing you.
Well, I appreciate that non-job, but we'll get them under control. I'm going to go out there and throw out some birth control pellets and see if we can't get them under the control this spring during mating season.
There you go. Good idea.
Well, are you going to be right, camping out near the ballpark for this series against the Rangers?
I guess so, John. Bye.
Whoa.
Boy, when he's done, he's done.
There he goes, Nolan Ryan.